Magdalene, Magdalene Crawford, Crawford. Date of birth? I don't have it. Date of visit? 5/27. This is a 70-year-old woman on hospice with end-stage COPD, period. She continues to smoke. She's been having a lot of issues recently with swelling and possible renal insufficiency, period. Her blood pressure has been elevated because of increased pain, period. New paragraph patient recently was placed on Duragistic along with her hydrocodone, and that 25 microgram every 72 hours has made a huge difference in her condition, period. Patient's blood pressure has come down, but she continues to have swelling in the lower extremity. Today, she's awake, slightly confused. Pain is better controlled, but she's about 10 or 15 pounds overweight because of fluid overload. Given her end-stage CHF and the low ejection fraction, that's not unusual, period. New paragraph patient has been high dose of Lasix, which has been somewhat defective, period. I explained to the patient that when she becomes edematous, she also has edema in the bowel wall, which makes it harder for Lasix to absorb, period. Patient is not a candidate for hospitalization, period. She continues to use oxygen. She's a candidate for oxygen, but she doesn't use it because she wants to smoke. She uses her NEP treatment on a regular basis. Her anxiety is better controlled with medication, period. New paragraph, we have chosen to put her on Zaroxylin, Zaroxylin, 5 milligram for the next 3 days. Check weight at that time, and then give the Zaroxylin maybe 3 times a week at that time, period. New paragraph, patient continues to be hospice appropriate with protein, calorie, malnutrition, ADL dependency. The patient is mostly bedbound, no longer able to use a wheelchair. Has family members that live there, especially her her daughter that lives next door, and her next door in the apartment, in the assisted living apartment. But she requires the help of the aides and the hospice nurses to care for her at home. She has chosen no further hospitalization, and she knows that she doesn't have much longer to live, period. The paragraph, she is expected to die in the next 6 months, hence remains hospice appropriate. Other comorbidities, by the way, is cardiomegaly, hypertension, corpulmonale, pedal edema, volume overloads, renal insufficiency, tobacco abuse, low ejection fraction, and COPD. Thank you.